Why are we here? Brack Sheldon walked down the huge echo-filled concrete hall. Tables were set up along the walls from a convention of some sort. He didn't get a look at the items splayed out on the tables. He moved with the crowd, lots of people filing through, confused, shocked-looking faces. Here and there, there are large cracks in the concrete halls. You could fit a fist into the zigzag from ceiling to floor. Bragg was unsure about where to go, but he found himself following the others into a classroom and sitting down at a table-desk combo. They were facing a chalkboard, but there was no teacher's desk. Instead, a video monitor was set up, but it was off. And a silent crowd waited here. Something really big has happened. But Brack is unclear on what. His memory seems murky, cloudy, full of soft details, just out of reach. Only a few words and murmurs from the people packing the room around him. Nearly every chair full. No one seemed to know anybody else. They waited here for some authority figure to come and tell them what happened. To tell them what to do. A long warfare? Natural disaster? Why doesn't Brack know? He is sure something really big has gone down. The halls echo with the stamp of endless feet. There must be over 1,000 people in this government communal emergency shelter. The last person Brack expected to see walked in the room, stepped through the doorway, Kim Lacey. They had a few sexual encounters over the years. Being drug and alcohol free, she partied and unwinded with sex. A good thing for Brack it was. She smiled her mischievous smile at him, eyes still sparkling after all these years. Brack smiled back as she took the seat next to him and waited. They didn't say anything. Words seemed heavy as iron in this tense room. Brack and Kim exchanged flirty glances to help pass the time. It was nice to have her here. They waited. And waited. Surely many hours have passed. Still, the hall sounded with shuffling feet and murmurs. Brack felt strange. He couldn't think right. He didn't know why they were here. But more and more, he began to think that they were all dead. That they all had a long wait ahead. It could take years. It could take forever.